Welcome to Sonya Relationship Podcast. After I read this, I said I had to share this. This is a 68-year-old woman who's saying she's having the best sex of her life. So this is what she said. So many things prevented me from having good sex when I was a young woman. First, there was the crushing shame I felt about sexual fantasies. Then there was the ridiculous beauty standards I absorbed from the media and failed to live up to, as did all my friends. Third was the sexual shield I put up to protect myself from random catcalls and harassment in public. And in private, there was the long haul of pure exhaustion from raising sometimes difficult children, making a living, and running a household, coupled with the growing resentment I felt for my husband, who rarely asked what I needed, often put his sexual needs first. All of this as a woman got in the way of me becoming the eager, responsive, joyful sexual being that I am becoming today at age 68. And the irony is, I got here by accident. I wasn't seeking a sexual awakening when I opened our marriage a year and a half ago. I was seeking relief from my husband's sexual needs. Here's what happened. Or in addition to his feelings of lack. About 6 months into our experiment with while my husband was dating others and finding his groove, a man across the country, a reader of my open marriage story, started texting me some sexy stuff that turned me on. That was pretty much the perfect scenario for an old, repressed woman like me. Since there was no way we could meet in person due to the physical distance between us, there was no real threat to my marriage or sexual status, quote. It was easy to participate and cost me nothing. There was zero risk, so I sat back and marveled at this charming man wooed me. He complimented me. He changed racy pictures. I was nervous about that, but he kept up the pursuit. He sent me super sexy voice memo in which he told me how much he desired me in French. We follow up with video chats where clothing were removed and the compliments kept flowing. My libido exploded. It felt like I had an atomic bomb launched in my neither regions. And since there was no way to consummate, I brought all that newfound sexual energy back to my husband, who was well pleased. Yes, so she was 68 years old. They were both having an open marriage at the time. But at that time, she wasn't into actually going out dating others, but her husband was. She had found this man online, and they started talking sexually and exchanging pictures. But during that time, as it goes on to say, she started, like, masturbating and, like, having these sexual conversations with him, that it brought enjoyment to her and her husband. Like, she went and had sex with her husband. And because, you know, it's crazy to think about, that she had to actually start to basically have this fantasy with a whole nother man to enjoy sex with her own husband at the age of 68 years old. Because, quote unquote, allegedly she says that, you know, her husband was sexually selfish. And some of us know a lot of men that's sexually selfish. Like, they only think about just getting theirs off, and it's like, okay, what about me? And it's like, okay, what about you? And the next thing you know, he's snoring. And then you have the ones who actually make you feel good, hold you, give you. And it's just like this exciting, great feeling that, you know, like, oh my God, I'm just laying in his arms. We just had the most amazing sex, and it just feels so right, so good. But you barely find those ones. You know, you always get those selfish ones. But the fact that she has 68, I said, go, mama. The fact that you are 68 years old and you're enjoying your sexual, you're enjoying sex and you're enjoying just being a sexual being at that age. Because you have some of us right now who ain't nowhere near no 50 nothing. And it's like, oh my God, what? No, I'm over it. But the fact that this woman is actually 68 and she's enjoying it, we say yes, kudos to her. And we're happy for her, you know, that, you know, she, you know, because some people could be like, oh, why she couldn't enjoy it with her husband in the first time. Listen, sometimes it does not work that way. Sometimes you can be with a person so long, you just like, ugh, it's like a routine. You know, you need, especially if they're not spicing it up, people. Especially if you're not role playing or trying all these little different things and you just in these one positions. It's a part of SZA's song that said, missionary getting boring. And that's that I hate you song. You know, that's crazy, right? But listen, if you're not spicing it up and you're not just bringing it all, you know, like trying different things and just exploring different things, it can get boring. So, you know, at that moment, she didn't find what she needed in her husband. But she did find later on in him through someone else. And I know it sounds crazy, but in reality, we have to be realistic. This really happens. Through someone else to make her really happy. And to make their marriage work. And to make their sex life better. And sometimes that happens, whether y'all want to admit it or not. But that's all I have to say in Sonya Relationship Podcast. Please give a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast. I appreciate it. You can call me here at sv766752@gmail.com. Follow me at son.ia9795, Instagram, same time, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. Got an app out on Apple, Spotify. Follow TJVUCLAIN. She had a book called Black Girl in Orange. Follow TAWYNA. Wade Williams, Sutney Singer, is her book. King's Flex on SoundCloud, Female Reform. Have a Venture Store in New York, and y'all have a blessed night.